The World Health Organization has been sounding the alarm on the inequitable distribution of vaccines since before one was even authorized.
The urgency with which vaccines have been developed must be matched by the same urgency to distribute them fairly. Vaccine nationalism hurts us all and is self-defeating. The inequitable distribution of vaccines remains the biggest threat to ending the pandemic and driving a global recovery. The inequitable distribution of vaccines is not just a moral outrage. It's also economically and epidemiologically self-defeating. On average, in high-income countries, almost one in four people has received a vaccine. In low-income countries, it's one in more than 500. One in four versus one in 500. There remains a shocking imbalance in the global distribution of vaccines. The inequitable distribution of vaccines has allowed the virus to continue spreading, increasing the chances of a variant emerging that renders vaccines less effective. Inequitable vaccination is a threat to all nations, not just those with the fewest vaccines.
Last factor that's challenging us right now is the inequitable and uneven distribution of vaccines.
Nearly 2 years later, the problem remains unresolved. And while countries are slowly starting to get access to vaccines, the stark inequality remains an obstacle to ending the pandemic globally.
The longer vaccine inequity persists, the more the virus will keep circulating and changing, the longer the social and economic disruption will continue.